We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. Quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawksmith, Greg Pickle, Todd Sadowski, our good friend from Fox 43. We're all back here in the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're still hearing from James Franklin coming off a 34-27 win over Indiana. Looking ahead to Ohio State this weekend. We're also looking ahead to the 2020 season as well through our friends at GoPSURV.com. You can make a $250 deposit. You can RSVP, you can reserve an RV for the blue-white game or for any home game in 2020. We recommend checking it out at least once, maybe even make it part of your weekly travel plans up to Happy Valley. Check it out at GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience. We're hearing from James Franklin, just what he had to say coming off the win over Indiana. I think without going too much further, he didn't have a great deal to say about the status of KJ Hamler, but he did address that, the injury that kept him out for most of this game and what it means for Ohio State.
Well, first thing I'd like to say is I'm really proud of our guys, because when you lose a guy like KJ, and I didn't see any issues or concern, obviously concern for KJ, because that's our brother. But, you know, other guys stepped up, coaches stepped up, and did it morph us a little bit? Yeah, probably, but I don't know if it was necessarily because KJ wasn't there or we were able to run the ball, you know. And I think, obviously, the depth that we have in the running back position has been helpful, and the depth at the receiver position has been helpful. So, you know, we didn't have KJ for the rest of the game, but the feedback that we're getting is we're pretty hopeful that we're going to have him.
So it sounds like got a little cut off at the end, but hopeful for Ohio State. Said he liked the team's response to that. I was okay with the team's response too. You know, you take away, well, first of all, Indiana, we haven't really discussed this much, did a really good job taking away Pat Freiermuth, for starters. And then if KJ Hamler gets injured, now what's the offense going to do? They found a way. You know, yeah, they found a way in this one. I'm not confident that they'd find a way if the same exact situation unfolded in Columbus this weekend, but the team responded well, and they won the football game.
If KJ Hamler's 90%, will he play at Ohio State? I think that's probably the question that relates to that quote most, because, again, Noah Cain was 90% at Minnesota, didn't play. Then he didn't play this past weekend at home. You would assume he had to be at least 91% if he didn't play last week. So I don't know if Hamler will play or not. They need him. They need Cain. They'll need Freiermuth too. Two catches, four targets. You know, we talk a lot about Penn State not always doing things to make sure its best players get the ball. And there was a lot of discussion during the game about Indiana putting a safety over top of Freiermuth and bracketing him. Then put him out in the flat a little bit more. Do some things that don't bring that safety into play. Make your best players available. Penn State, far too often on offense, doesn't find a way to do that.
Yeah, they disappear, but, you know, I can see the tongue firmly in cheek, Greg, over there. But, look, it's imperative that KJ Hamler play, and it's all hands on deck. I'd firmly believe that if anybody can play in this game and they're capable at all of taking the field, they're going to. This is the season. At Columbus, we knew this when they got through those 3 weeks where they had at Iowa, home against Michigan, at Michigan State, that myself included, raise your hand if you were thinking, oh, 2-1 might not be bad through that three-game stretch. They got through that stretch 3-0. They went to Minnesota. They could lose that game. They could afford to lose it from a goal standpoint if your goals are to win the Big Ten East, to play for the Big Ten Championship, and then potentially make it to the College Football Playoff semifinal. Here it is. It's coming up. It's on Fox 43. Oh, did I mention that? Got that in there, which obviously we're thrilled to have. But this is the season. I mean, you know, what are you saving it for?
Is the point, special, right? You guys get to do when the game's on Fox 43. Like, what is there anything?
Yeah, I mean, they roll out a big spread, and I'll be hanging with Joel Klatt and Gus Johnson and I, and maybe the three of us, you know, on Friday night, yucking it up,
palling around town,
all that good stuff. So you'll look out, Columbus, on Friday night. The answer to short answer to that is no, Greg. There's nothing special we get to do. We get to go just like everybody else and watch it. But I mean, seriously, look, this is the season. This is what it's all come down to. You've put yourself in this position. Everybody's going to be available.
All hands on deck. I also think as you're going through the, is he 90, 91, is he 91.5%? I think the injury decisions are a little different for every player. Like, for example, does Noah Cain's is his youth, is that part of it? Lack of confidence because of an injury. The depth that is around him, the ability of for Penn State to be able to take it slowly with him in some of these games. I think that factors into it.
I think if
KJ Hamler's 90%,
yeah,
I think he plays almost regardless of opponent, but certainly at Ohio State.
I just don't understand why Kane's warmed up 2 weeks in a row and seemingly gone through all the warm-ups. And then, I mean,
I think coaches really overthink and overstate the idea of, like, we gotta make sure that they're preparing for him.
Sure.
I think to me that's part of it.
Well, look, I'll say, and I'll leave it at this, but everyone I think at this point is 90% on that Penn State roster. I mean, it's November and they've had a pretty grueling schedule. They have not had a cakewalk like a lot of the top 15 teams in the country have. So, you know, everyone's a little bit banged up. I just think you got to put your best players on. I mean, yeah, especially for this Ohio State game. Yeah. If you can walk, you should probably be on the field.
And you mentioned that about this time of year. I thought there was something up with Clifford at Minnesota. I mean, he did not run the ball very assertively at all. He definitely did a much better job running the ball against Indiana. So I think that week really helped him get healthy too. But he definitely was kind of tiptoeing a little bit more against Minnesota and not really as assertive running the ball. But you mentioned earlier in the show about Ricky Ronnie. This goes to the coaching staff too. I mean, if Pat Freiermuth can throw the ball. You know what I mean? Like, there is no pressure
Speaking
on them
that.
To win this game from the standpoint of they're almost three touchdown dogs, right? I mean, of course they have a chance to win, and of course they're telling their kids they have a chance to win, and they do have a chance to win. Ohio State hasn't faced a team this talented, but you need to come with something special. So the Will Levis package, Will Levis can throw the ball. Mm-hmm. I don't mind seeing Will Levis throw the ball. To your point, though, Greg, when do we see that package? Is it going to be first and goal from the 9 and you run a quarterback draw? Or do you bring him in at the 1 yard line, 3 yard line, like Minnesota did, in a little bit more of a challenge, a little bit more tougher position for the defense to defend you as opposed to that type of deal? So we'll see. I'm really fascinated to see what they bring to the table from a game plan perspective.
Did anyone pounce on the DraftKings 41-1 on will a non-quarterback throw a touchdown pass in Eagles Patriots? Did anyone do it? No.
Not me.
No, I probably wouldn't be here if I did, but I thought about doing it.
That's the important
thing. That's the important thing, right.
Especially with Julian Edelman involved in that contest.
And everybody who takes a point spread is like, man, I thought about going the other way on this one. I didn't, but I should have.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds like
41-1.
1-800-GAMBLER, Greg. 1-800-GAMBLER. Speaking of the DraftKings Sportsbook app, it's officially available here in Pennsylvania. I don't know if you guys knew that. Trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting now. Already America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week, a special offer, pro football promo you don't want to miss. Simple, just place a bet on the Pittsburgh Steelers to win over the Cincinnati Bengals, and you get $6 for every touchdown they score. So pretty good matchup for the Steelers. Pretty good odds that $6 per touchdown is going to multiply a bit. Also have a good offer here through us at KSN. You download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. You use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Don't forget, that's code KSN for all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or just call Greg. He can help you out.
Love the Chargers on Monday Night Football. There you go.
Love the Chargers on Monday Night Football. All right. So fade the Chargers is what he's saying. Let's get to we kind of teased it a little bit earlier, the Will Levis package. Let's hear what James Franklin had to say about what we saw from that, and then we'll talk about whether we'll see some more wrinkles or not.
So the Will Levis is something that we've kind of had mixed in, that we've been kind of doing throughout the year in practice. We just felt like, again, Sean has been a little bit nicked up, and we've been working it. So in case we need to get in a situation where play him and have some running game, a little bit more run game options, things that we probably like to do with Cliff, but we're trying to limit some of his running in the game. That's part of it.
So there's plenty behind the Wildcat with Will Levis. Do we like that moving forward? Take some of the pressure, take some of the hits off Sean Clifford as a runner if you're able to use this package?
I have no issue with it, really. Did it work every time they ran it? No, but I guess it worked enough. And it was a big part of that 18-play drive. Here's the thing, though. You better throw the ball at some point out of that package, because I think everyone knows it. Obviously, I think they're setting up for that. But it goes to your point, too, Todd, that Sean Clifford and, what is Sean Clifford playing at 90%? I mean, what percentage is he at? It's going to bug
Greg,
me.
Greg's never going to shake the 90%
no.
thing.
Well, you're telling
90%
me
of his life is spent thinking about 90%.
You're telling me that 90% Noah Kane is not good enough to play in one of the biggest games of the year at Minnesota on the road on a day where I just not buying that, but that's not the point of this conversation. The Wildcat, I think it's good, but you're gonna have to throw it out of that package at some point. But it's just, you have to wonder how healthy is Sean Clifford if they feel the need to do this.
And I don't think, look, none of us are sitting here going, you need to run trick plays every time you roll out there. Penn State's good enough to win this game. They play a good, clean game, and their defense shows up, maybe get some mistakes out of Ohio State. But there's nothing wrong with throwing in, giving them something else to think about. And you're right, Greg. I mean, look, Will Levis is capable of throwing the ball, no doubt about that. And the way he's trucked some people when he does run and gets a full head of steam, absolutely let him do it. Look, Chase Young is going to be coming hard at Sean Clifford and the rest of the gang. You got to do some things. I'd like to see him develop a little bit of screen game for this particular game. There's a couple of things that they can do to counter what Ohio State does. And I think it's an important week for Ricky Ronnie and the offensive staff, as well as Brent Pry and the defensive staff, to show what they can do and see what they can match up with. And it's not just first quarter scripted. It's halftime. What do you come out with in the third and the fourth quarter?
How often do you call run plays out of the Wildcat? About 90%, you'd say?
Yeah. I would think that's about right. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Seems to be the theme.
If you're going
to, I just wanted to say 90% again.
Your quarterback, yeah. Oh, I see what you did
you
there.
You say okay,
right over my head. Yeah.
Oh man, he took the bait.
But here's what I love about Greg. He agreed anyway. He didn't know. Like he cares about me.
It is,
and he didn't want to put me on blast.
It is probably 90%. But if you're going to do it with a quarterback, you just have to mix it up a little bit. And I think we'll see more of that at Ohio State.
Show a wrinkle, and then wrinkles off wrinkles.
Correct. Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's the key. We'll talk about Ohio State coming up a little bit later in the week. But stay who you are, but manage this game aggressively. We'll see what happens. That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and download the Keystone Sports app. We'll see you next time.
Breaking news. DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.